we learn that the Holy One, blessed be He, endowed women with a special sense of wisdom which man lacks. A rabbi's daughter addressed accusations of the Roman emperor many, many, many years ago. The Roman emperor summoned Rabban Gamliel, and he accused him, "Your God's a thief. It says in your books that God cast a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he took out one of his ribs. I demand you explain to me how this action is not thievery. Explain to me how your God is not a thief." Rabban Gamliel said, "I need a little bit of time to think about this, and I will come back." And as he was leaving, his daughter walked up to him. She asked, "Can I explain this to the emperor?" And her father says, "Go, my child, and may you be a blessing to everyone." And so she goes up to the emperor, and she says, "Emperor, I have a matter of justice to bring before you." Now, you have to understand, the Romans thought that they were the greatest people. And so he says, "Speak your case, and I shall judge." And she said, "Some weeks ago, someone broke into our house and stole all of the silver. And a few days ago, it was all replaced with gold." Well, the emperor said, "We must find this thief. We must make this a priority and let this thief rob the royal treasury and let him replace everything with gold." And the emperor says, what is this all about?" And the young girl looked at the emperor and she said, "Listen to your words. For you see, God took something that had no value and replaced it with something that was very, very valuable." The emperor thought for a minute. He says, "If what you say is true, why didn't God take the rib from the man openly? Why did he have to put him to sleep? Why did he have to do it when the man could not see what was going on, like a thief in the night?" And the young girl answered and said, "You know, give me one day and I will answer the question for you. But I ask that you allow me one privilege. And that privilege is to prepare for you a very, very fine meal." Now, you have to understand something about the Romans. They love to eat. And so the emperor said, by all means, prepare for me a feast. And had a calf brought. And in front of the emperor, in front of his very eyes, she slaughtered it. She skinned it. She removed all the organs. She washed it. She dressed it. She spiced it. Ever so carefully, she spiced it. She ran a spit through this calf. And over a fire pit, she slowly turned the spit and roasted that calf. And after many, many hours, when it was done, she walked over and she cut out the most prized piece, the most delicious piece of meat, and she served it to the emperor. The emperor looked at it and threw it on the ground. He says, "I can't eat this." And your girl looked at him and says, "But I worked so hard at this." "Why?" He said, "I saw the blood. I saw the guts. I saw everything you had to do to prepare this, and I find this food disgusting." Girl said, "Listen to your words. Had the man seen how God created the woman, he would have been repulsed by her, never getting near her, for he would have found her to be disgusting." The emperor smiled and said, Indeed, you are a wise people. And let it be marked in the history books, in our chronicles, that this day a young girl from the Jewish community taught the emperor a valuable lesson.